Welcome to Humorous Podcast. It's Melissa.
And Vinny Caggiano. No, that was bad. That was horrible. Just right. Fucking erase that. Oh my God! Fuck!
I get up like...
She just threw the fucking muffin at the wall.
Phoning your sister, incest bitch. Good God, Sally.
Incest bitch. Giving him
I think we know who that is. He's in mass right now.
Oh my God.
It's Mel
and Ben,
and we're back.
We are back.
We are so back. Let's see what has happened since the last time we've been here.
A lot has happened.
We had a pandemic.
Yep.
Whole fucking world shut down.
Yep.
Literally, since we've been on here, we had a pandemic. Whole fucking world has shut down. I'm a grandmother again. That's awesome. Nice. Grandmother again. Yes. I have a granddaughter now as well. We changed presidents, and yep. We're about to change again, So that'll give you a timeline of how long that we've been off the air.
Well, maybe not change. It might
that's,
not change.
That's true. Okay, fair. Change. We're about, that's right.
There's
okay,
another
I'm sorry.
Election.
I misspoke. Yes, another yeah. election coming up. Yep. I'm sorry. Halloween ended.
Yeah.
Halloween ended. Yep, Halloween completely. Ended. The franchise of Halloween had ended, and we have some things to say about that, too. But we'll get to that later. I'm just trying to think. There's been so many things. Oh, I am officially a huge football fan now.
Yeah, I know.
Football
yeah,
fan.
I don't know. I
what
why.
Up?
Yeah.
What up? What up? Hey, yeah. baby. What
why
up?
The Chiefs? I don't know.
Because I picked him out of a Happy Meal.
Maybe we can take a shot at that.
Because I picked him out of a Happy Meal 11 years ago, yeah. and I have picture proof when I called my yeah. team. That's why. Right. Anything you... else is just trash talk.
So,
oh, by the way, I'm also Major Swifty now, so that's happened
yeah,
too.
Yeah, okay, so that's where we're going. And also,
yes?
when you picked that out, and you said, that's my team?
Yes.
Could you name one player that played for the Chiefs?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So you're a fucking joke fan, all right?
All right.
And
well,
you know what else?
I mean, it is what it is.
You what? Know what else? What? I'm going to call you out.
What?
All right? You want to talk about what 4 years ago, what happened, and what didn't happen?
What? Okay.
All right, let's refresh the listeners here.
Okay.
You better keep on your fucking A-game, dude, because I'm coming with the side project, man, and I got a partner who puts shit in, dude.
All right, well, I mean...
All right, I hope you're intimidated about
right,
that.
Ben, I mean, you know...
Yeah, the Mel and Tobias show.
And I also had a side project that tanked. So that about wraps me up for the last yeah. 4 years.
Well, probably two of them, actually. There yeah. was another one, which I don't even think got spoke about, but that one tanked, too.
What are you even talking about?
You had another show. You were going to be three of you, and you were going to do individual interviews on that show. Yeah?
Absolutely not. Remind
Absolutely
me.
Not.
Remind me. No. I don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You were going on adventure with, like, Ricky and some other guy.
Oh.
Doc.
Oh, Ricky and Doc. Yeah, the Bizarre Reality Radio. Yeah, but that was never announced here. That was, like...
Oh,
what?
I know.
Oh, but, yeah, you're know, right. Okay, so there's two sides.
It was there. I knew
yeah.
about it. All right,
yeah,
so two
all right.
side projects.
All right, fair enough. I had right. I'm a failure, but
and
here I
back.
Am. I'm back.
And that's why
Listen,
we're back.
Listen, that's the fucking real deal. You might get me down, but you'll never keep me there. I always come back up, and here I am. What up, bitch?
So.
All right. What have you been doing for the last 4 years? So, what's happened?
Oh, see, I was going to go right in.
Oh,
you,
go.
But no,
go,
that's okay.
Go in, dude. I don't
that's
give
okay.
a shit.
We could talk about
you
it.
You think I'm intimidated?
You know, I've been through a
COVID
lot.
COVID didn't take me out. You think I'm scared of you?
COVID, you know, I got to just sit at home and freaking be alone for, what, the whole duration of when I wasn't allowed to?
Which just sums up completely the fact that we're fucking losers because
getting,
we didn't utilize that time to come back for you, but we're doing it now,
getting,
so that's all that matters.
I got booted out of a Walmart. You know, I've worked and not worked since then, so, like, I had a whole complete career.
Okay.
and stopped. Yeah, like, I mean, that's a lot. It is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I had to sum up the whole thing.
Did you get kicked out of a Walmart or banned from a Walmart?
Banned.
Okay, because there's a difference. You got to just be real, all right? Because yeah, there's
banned. Straight ban hammer.
Straight banned.
Straight
okay.
ban hammer.
All right, what else? Four years is a long time. I mean,
what else? What?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I have a nephew. Okay, well, I always had a nephew.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
I have a new nephew.
We have a nephew. Yes. Yes. We have another nephew. Yes. Yeah, that's the best wording.
So.
All right, yeah.
I mean, that's something new.
Yes, it is. Very exciting.
What else? I mean, my gray spot is getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting more washed up.
Yeah, I mean, aren't we all?
I might have gained a couple pounds.
Might have gotten some rinks. But, you know, I mean, I'm just saying. That's the way
that's
of the world.
About it.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't know what you're going to do. There's nothing you can do. Just like when meatballs get fucking mashed, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, meatball masher.
Gotta keep rolling.
We had that happen.
Gotta keep rolling.
Meatballs, you know, I had a nice temperature and flow going, a nice stir going, had them all intact, and then, you know, you leave for a half hour, and then you wake up the meat sauce. I mean, that's what happened.
In fairness, it's your fault. I'm just going to say it's your fault because the person you left in charge, you did not direct and make sure they knew what to do. So I'm just saying... It doesn't matter. I'm trying to figure out
why now, because there was also a temperature thing, which I might have failed to mention.
Mm.
You know, I don't even know. Do you guys even care about
Nobody
this?
Gives
Do you
a want fuck.
To hear about the meatballs?
Did they give a fuck 4 years ago? They don't give a fuck you now, fucking, certainly.
It was blasting a little
Everyone
too hot,
just
though.
Got a notification who still accidentally subscribed to us, like four years later.
Talk about that?
And they just get a notification saying, oh, Humorous is back. And they're like, who the fuck are they? Because they don't remember. It's been 4 years, but here we are. Remember us?
Is that true? Though, because there's a fun fact for everybody.
This is a fun fact.
If you want to know the height of the show,
yes,
and the biggest steam and the biggest upward spiral that it had, projection, not spiral, upward projection that it had was during the pandemic.
Yes. Which means that would have been a great time to cash in on all that. But once again, we failed at life. But yes, we are the Vincent Van Gogh of podcast. We got more famous in our death.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was.
What do you want to say? We did. We got.
You should have recorded, but like, you're not allowed to leave the house. You know, you're not allowed to travel.
No, we could have, you know, we could have figured. I don't even know. I don't even, what the fuck. Listen, we've tried a million times. We've been through this.
That's what it is.
You know, we've gotten the suggestions. You got to Skype. You know, the best, another shout out, Ricky and Doc, buy this device for $200. This will be all you need. I don't even know if that thing's on the market anymore. Yeah, you know, yeah. I don't know. Everything we've tried just has not worked. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Because here we are.
Yeah, and we're back.
None of it matters. But we did skyrocket in iTunes. Shout out to everybody who has reviewed us and rated us. That was pretty amazing.
And what is it?
It was,
five.
Yeah, we're five.
Five.
We're five. We are five.
And there's been tons.
Yeah, we're five. No, the reviews. The ratings are five. The reviews. We've gotten tons. Yeah.
We were able to do PodFest, but that was taken away.
By COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had just gotten accepted for it, and it was in... It was going to be in...
The year of...
It was the year of. The I don't remember what month. And
I think
it was
2019.
No, it was definitely 2019, but I don't want to misspeak on the month. But we were finally accepted because we had... We had been submitted, because for PodFest, anybody who, you don't care, I know, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because we were excited about it. We were.
Yeah.
You have to submit 2 episodes to them. And, you know, for 3 years, they're like, no, you're a loser. Like, yeah. Sorry,
yeah.
Maybe next time, you know, you get that email and you know, whatever. Right. Just let you know that you suck, basically, is all they're saying.
Suck, you know?
I mean, there's like 100 podcasts represented, but... Maybe next time. That kind of tells you where you're at, right?
We weren't professional enough. Just like one of us turned our phone off before the show, one of us didn't.
And I thought I did. I mean, that was me. I'm going to call myself out. You think I give a shit? I'm a different person than I was 4 years ago.
Yeah, no shit.
My listeners are going to start listening. Like, when they hear me now.
You know, I always joked about it.
Yeah.
But now I truly think you hit fucking rock bottom, dude. You're like a fucking
I'm
teenager,
not rock bottom.
Dude. You're obsessed with Taylor Swift, like a freaking teeny bopper.
Listen, that's
dude,
not
it
rock
might
bottom.
Even be worse. All right, let's talk about that.
Wait, I'm
and
not
you know
even...
what, Taylor? I haven't forgotten about you. We don't have time for it because we're back, and I don't even want to put the light on your situation right now.
All right. Well, I was talking about positives, but anyway, positive, I mean, a Swiftie obviously to me is a total fucking positive, and I'll fight anybody on it. I'm going to bring you down for 1 minute, Mr. Jamming Out with fucking on Style with me yesterday. By the way, it's the same thing, dude. You can't say, oh, I hate her.
I'm not going to say it anymore.
In fairness to you, and I will say it, but I'm calling you out.
I'm not going to have fun.
I have respect for you. I have respect for you.
Well, I'm losing it for you with this Taylor Swift shit.
No, because, well, now I'm losing it for you, too, because you're a liar. Because our conversation was, I might not be a fan of her music, but she's the best and biggest artist of our time in our decade.
She'll never said best.
You did. Yes, you did.
I said biggest.
She'll go down in history, and it's awesome that we have somebody like that in our, you know, decade of living, you know, or however you worded it. He said that this is our time. Frame, you know, she's like the Michael Jackson of our time. I know you didn't use those words, but basically what you were saying, and I could respect her for that, and I respect you for respecting her
didn't
for
say
that.
Best, though.
You said you did. You said best. I'll call Alex. You. By the way, you said you had this conversation with one of your best friends, Alex. So two guys without me, we're talking about Taylor Swift. That's all I have to fucking say. I'll drop the mic on that. Go ahead.
Very good. We weren't talking about the quality.
Dude, listen, we're not wasting time here.
Yeah, all right,
because
whatever.
I don't... You think you're going to shame me, dude?
What else happened? Oh, yeah.
There's no shame in my
gasoline.
Yeah.
You want to talk about prices?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you guys were paying for chicken or whatever is 10 times the price.
Disgusting.
Gas is doubled.
Gross.
Smokers, you know, shout out to everybody who smokes. I mean, I know that you're loving that price increase. I mean, that's what that happened.
I'm loving it. Yep.
But I mean, other than that, I mean, I'm still the same. All right. I don't have any weird fetishes or infatuations with any celebrities.
I don't have any infatuations.
Dude, you're infatuated.
I'm absolutely not infatuated. That's a strong word. I am a huge fan of her music. There's a difference.
All right.
There's a difference. I'm not infatuated.
All right.
I'm definitely not.
The Swifties get a little obsessive with phone time.
Nah, hold on. You're right. You're 50% right. You're 50% right. Some Swifties do, and then there's Swifties who say they're Swifties, but they're not Swifties. And those are the ones. Those are the ones that come at you. Nope.
The high ruler of Swift.
Yes, they come at you. I'm like, listen, Taylor. You need somebody to run the fan club. I mean, I'm just telling you. I could.
Oh, see, that's what it is. You're trying to cash in.
I'm absolutely
on Taylor Swift.
I don't think for 1 second she's going to listen to
you
this shit.
You made fun of every cash in I had and trumped and multiplied it by a billion, probably, by trying to cash in on Taylor.
I'm not trying to cash in on her.
All right. And then you're
But I would take a job with her in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you know what?
Would you not?
I would too.
Okay. So what's your point?
She's got money, dude.
So what's your point?
I mean, come on.
And I just think she's talented.
I would do one with Rob Thomas, too, dude, if he's paying the freaking cashola.
Nah, you're on your own there. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
You know.
I know I like their music, but I mean, I'll pass, you know.
So what else, you know, I mean, the Mel and Tobias show never took off. And
no, I guess it didn't. Yeah.
I mean, did you have any other things going on? Little side projects or?
No side projects.
No,
not during COVID. There might be one up and coming now, but
oh,
I mean,
there is. You want a plug? You want a shameless plug?
I think I'm gonna sit that one out until next week when we might have some surprise guests. Some surprise guests, and maybe we could make an announcement together. I would think would All probably right. be the best way to handle that. So
All right.
maybe a spoiler alert. Everybody's sitting there like, yeah, okay, here we go. They're announcing something again. This is bullshit. But so you know.
So like, how did you live your day to day life? You know, during COVID, like, how did you go shopping and stuff?
Oh, I was a nightmare. I was a nightmare. COVID was a nightmare for me.
How'd you look walking into places?
A pandemic. Well, let me answer a question. I'll get to it. A pandemic for somebody with very extreme heightened fucking panic disorder is probably not the best look, right? So, COVID was very hard for me, especially when it first came out, because when it first came out, it was, oh my God, everybody stay in your house. Don't get near everyone. You're going to die. Right? So that was hard for me. Yeah, so then the second question was what?
Well, how'd you go bopping around? Like, what were you looking
I barely bopped around. However, when I did bop around, when I had to go to the store or to my shrink because, you know, panic attack, walking on, you know, 2 feet here during a pandemic. So, you know, there were places I had to go. Dude, I was fucking decked out. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not even trying to bullshit anybody. I don't care what anybody thinks anymore because this is the positive change in me. Okay? Gloves, mask, and the mask obviously was a requirement. So I had the mask to cover my mouth. I had these sunglasses to cover the eyes, and I had the beanie over my head to cover the ears. So like everything was accounted for. This was not getting into any part or anything on me except for my clothes, which, by the way, when I got home, I stripped down, jumped in the shower, you know, and took and put immediately, you know, I had a down pat. I had a fucking proof positive plan. But I think so often now going back to that time, like I was just laughing with my friend Sean, you know, I think it was like last week, and I found a picture of myself dressed in this ridiculous attire during COVID. And I sent it to him and we were dying. I mean, we were just laughing. And then I started telling him the ridiculous stories centered around it. And I said to him, I would love to go to my shrink and be like, okay, be real with me. Like off the record, what the fuck did you think when I used to walk into your office? Because the first time I ever walked into his office with this attire, gloves, hat, you know, the whole nine that I just told you, and I'm going to post a picture, by the way, with this episode so you all can see the ridiculousness of the situation at hand. But I walked into his office and I wouldn't sit because I didn't know if somebody was in there before me and if they were fucking infected. So I'm just pacing his office and he looks up from his desk and he says, are you okay? And I literally threw my hands up in the air, pointed to myself and said, do I fucking look okay?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I did. I did it. And I would love to ask him, like, listen, there's no bullshit, right? I mean, you know everything about me at this point. Just be honest with me because I'm laughing at myself. There's no way he's not like this fucking woman. She's fucking,
dude, you're walking around like the fucking Unabomber, dude, pacing back and forth.
No, a Unabomber has the hoodie. I had a...
All right, well, yeah, whatever. You're looking sketch.
The Unabomber look I save only for my plane
looking
rides.
Looking sketchy.
That's the Unabomber's for my plane rides. You know, that look is, you know, it's got all right, its
looking
own
like some kind of bomber.
COVID needed its own look.
Maybe not Unabomber.
I'm going to show you that. You keep talking.
All right,
if you think you could handle it, I know it's been 4 years. Yeah. I'll see if you could produce here. I'm going to look for that picture and show you before I post it. Let's get your natural reaction to I used to walk around. Maybe you won't think it's so bad. I don't know.
While you're doing that, you know, I might as well go into the banning. I mean, the highlight of my COVID was getting banned from Walmart. So I could get into that. You know, while you're looking for this picture of terrorism. I don't even know what the hell is going to be on that thing. But anyways, I'm going into a Walmart during the pandemic one day. And, you know, I have my gloves and mask. That's it. I don't have the freaking ear hole. I don't have the freaking nose hole plugs or whatever the hell you were wearing. Probably plugs. Like a freaking scuba diver. Yeah, dude, straight freaking terrorist. All right? That's the natural reaction. Dude. You're posting that one, dude. She looks like a fucking gang member.
A bank robber. Yeah. No, so a bank robber.
She's got a red flag on her freaking face.
It was
whatever.
A bandana. They said if you didn't have a mask, use a bandana. I didn't have a mask at first. I wasn't expecting a fucking pandemic.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just look completely normal. So she looks like she's going skiing at Aspen. But anyways, so I go into the Walmart. You know, and I get what I need to get. You know, people are shuffling around. Everybody's all crazy. It's a pandemic. So I maintain a safe distance between me and the person in front of me. At least 8 feet. You know, so I start placing my items onto the rotator. And I grab the bar to move to the divider. All of a sudden, it's like, yo, I don't need you all up in my shit, okay? Like, I got a daughter at home. I don't need this. So keep those hands away from my stuff. I'm like, you know, not for nothing, ma'am. You know, I'm maintaining a safe distance. I had just grabbed the bar. I didn't touch any of your items. She's like, yeah, well, you're getting real touchy over there. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, all right, fine. You know what? Let it go. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to be the bigger man. It's COVID-19. People are stressed out. I'm going to be the bigger man.
Yeah, because I'm going to cut you off real quick. I'm sorry just to say that I would be that girl if you touched my shit. Get out of my grill. Get the fuck away from me.
All right. Well, then grab the fucking divider for me and be a goddamn freaking good Samaritan at that point, then.
You grab it. If you
don't want me fucking touching anything. I mean, I had to lean over to grab the divider. I need to get my shit, and I need to cash out, too, dude. So, I need to check out.
So just to get the visual, I'm just trying to get a better understanding.
Okay.
When you reached over to grab the divider, that's when maybe your hand was close to her part of the groceries?
To her part of the groceries.
But it didn't. Did it go over her groceries?
Like over?
Yeah, like, you know, you're going
it
to the
side. It might have gone over.
Okay, so she had a valid, like, she wasn't just making it up. Like, in her mind.
I didn't touch any of it.
But maybe she didn't see that. She saw your hand close. So maybe in her mind she thought, like, she had. There was something that happened to trigger.
Her mind, all right? Because obviously fucking her mind is just as stable as yours is.
And that's why I'm defending her. That's all I'm saying. Yeah,
obviously, dude. Fucking, you're both probably going to fucking shrinks.
Instability.
I don't have a shrink.
I love my shrink. And you need one. That's the problem.
I don't have one.
And that's the problem.
I don't fucking need one.
And that's the problem. All right?
Because I don't freaking snap on people that are freaking touching the divider at the store.
Mm.
All right? And don't even get me started at Walmart. The production there. You know, I walk in, it's looking like fucking Rocky Horror Picture Show, fucking dancing around with a naked meatloaf. Yeah, it was disgusting.
I mean,
we're not even going to get into all that, the people of Walmart, because that's a real thing. And I'll probably save that for another episode. I could do a whole episode on the fucking people I've seen there. But anyways, this is a normal-looking people. Look-wise, very normal, except for the attitude. They're getting all ratchet and shit over a divider. Okay, fine, let it go. Let it go. Then there's snickers and words under breaths now. to her husband, because she was there with her husband, and they were getting stuff, obviously, for the family. So I'm like, you know, now I'm starting to get pissed. But I'm like, you know what, Ben? You're still going to be the bigger man. Just let it go. So it comes time for her to check out now. So finally, I'm going to be able to just do my thing and get out of there. I might have been a little pissed, but nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen because she is done shopping. And then she reaches into her purse. She pulls her mask down, removes the plastic divider, not removes, pulls to the side the plastic divider between her and the teller, and starts having full-blown conversation, fucking nose-to-nose, fucking cheek-to-cheek.
Oh, that's where she lost me.
With the teller.
Okay.
All right, now I flip my shit. I'm like, you know what, ma'am? I don't really appreciate it.
And that's why you need a shrink.
And she gives me a look. I'm like, I don't really appreciate this. You act like you're worried about your daughter, COVID-19. You scold me. I've been sitting here being the bigger man the whole time. And then you take off your mask and literally are playing fucking, what is it called? Reindeer kisses? Eskimo kisses with the fucking checkout lady. This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
So I start getting mad. Her husband chirps, and I'm like, this is your fault, too, because you can't keep your woman in check when she's giving other people unnecessary attitude.
Yo, that's
so he starts popping off.
He should have.
He's like, don't talk to my woman like that. I'm like, well, then you fucking should, because somebody obviously needs to talk to her, dude, because you're obviously fucking afraid because she wears the pants, all right? Because you're acting like a bitch, all right? You're acting like a bitch.
Because you don't need a shrink.
So he moves the card over, and he says, What did you say? And he starts walking towards me. So I had stuff in my hand. I dropped my hand and, like, put up. I was like, dude, what are you going to do? What the fuck are you going to? And I start yelling. I'm like, dude, you want a problem? Like, we're going to do this over this? Fine. All of a sudden, dude, I get hoisted up in the air. My legs are fucking airborne, dude. My feet aren't touching the ground anymore. And I start floating backwards like fucking Houdini. I'm like, what the hell happened? I was grabbed by security.
Mm-mm.
I'm grabbed up by security. I'm fucking floating in the air.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, note to self, don't take a sip of drink when he's about to get to his punchline.
Because
I was choked to death.
And I'm getting escorted out, so now I'm kicking him. Like, what are you guys doing? Why are you guys grabbing me?
Did they grab him, too?
And by the way, they're grabbing me ungloved.
Did they... All right. So much for that 6 foot distance. About that? Did they grab him too?
No.
Okay.
You're pulling me out.
Were you louder than him?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Okay. At the time, from the whole ordeal, the loudest person out of the three of us, because there's three of us involved, was her. She was the loudest. And she was saying, don't be touching my stuff, and na-na-na-na-na for my daughter, and blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. Okay. Loud as fuck.
Okay, leave her out for just 1 second, because it seemed like it escalated beyond that until security found out about it. Well, so now it's just you and him. When
he was talking to me, in a semi-raised voice, like, don't talk to my woman like that. And then I started yelling.
Okay, there was reason for them to grab you and not him.
Yeah, and I get grabbed.
Jesus.
I get grabbed, and I was grabbing something for my job. So now I got to explain to my job while I'm not coming back with it. So I have to tell.
Oh, my God.
So now I have to tell everybody at my job who I am responsible for them. No. I am their fucking boss. And now I have to go tell my employees why I... Chef doesn't have what he needs when he went to Walmart. No. Why doesn't Chef have this? Why doesn't Chef have that? Well, guess why? Because fucking Chef got fucking carted out of there like he was fucking Steve Buscemi on fucking Con Air. Dude, they're treating me like a goddamn prisoner.
So is that why you changed jobs during this party?
I had my job. I mean, that's a whole other story, but no, that's not why I'm not employed by you.
Okay, because there's nothing like saying, hey, job.
And that had nothing to do with me being unhinged. All right.
So, I mean, you sounded a little unhinged.
I sound unhinged? You're going to defend this shit?
You sounded a little unhinged.
All right. I was the only fucking normal person walking around there, dude.
Listen, no. In that time, you absolutely were not. I'm not saying you crossed boundaries. I'm not saying. You said you maintained your distance. You were wearing your mask, yes or no?
Yeah,
you did everything you were supposed to. Okay, it sounded like she overreacted a little. She probably had anxiety. Listen, I could relate. Okay, whatever. You remained calm. Where I think you got out of line is then taking it up with her husband, who was standing there.
I was getting tired of it, dude. They were mumbling under their breath the whole time.
Well.
And if you're so worried about your daughter's well-being, then why the fuck are you fucking making out with the teller? Like, well, at that point, dude, when I tell you...
I'm not defending that. Maybe it was her daughter.
When I tell you how close it was...
Yeah.
It was like fucking Miley Cyrus, Robin Thicke fucking duet. Mm. Close.
Okay.
All right? And if you guys aren't familiar with that, I don't know. Or anything, anybody who's ever gotten on stage with Usher.
Oh, a halftime show.
Halftime show.
You want to talk about that?
Can talk about it.
Are you done with your story?
I mean, I am. I was going to, maybe going to shoot off on Walmart a little bit, but we'll just save that.
We're not here to...
Fucking goddamn tie-dye, fucking sandals without fucking feet, and fucking...
Right. Without feet?
A bowl of,
somebody's wearing a sandal.
Without socks.
Oh, okay.
Fucking tie-dyed fucking belly shirts, fucking the guts hanging out,
you know, so that's somebody's pet peeve, actually, sandals with socks. That's a lot of people I know. They get, like, it's a thing.
I'll tell you.
Like, it's a thing. People feel like you shouldn't be.
Will you do me a favor?
Don't come at me sideways, bro, because I wear socks with sandals.
Will you do me a favor?
Sure.
If I ever leave your house and I let myself get to the point where I look like a bowl of fucking vanilla pudding that melted in the sun, could you make sure that I at least wear something appropriate that's not displaying it to the world?
Hell no, because that's a good fucking podcast story. Don't ask me for a favor.
If I'm more fucking pale than the backdrop of Audacity... With my shit out. Dude, come on.
All right.
You can't be leaving the house like that. Get yourself together, brush your teeth, take a shower, no fucking pajamas. That's it. Don't get me started with the pajama shit.
Anyway, are you done?
Yeah, we can talk about halftime.
You're done with the Walmart tangent because this lady.
Because I get pissed.
Anxiety-ridden during COVID.
Yeah, and I thought we had normality there. We were like the normal line. They're dressed normal. They look good. I'm dressed normal. I look good. We had a thing.
Well, you should have got behind the Circus Act. I don't know what to tell you. Then you probably would have had better luck. Nobody gives a shit. You think they give a shit? They're savage. They don't give a shit in that line.
I don't know. Dude, next time I'm going behind fucking John Wayne Gacy, dude. My chances.
Okay, so yes, we had a halftime performance semi-recently. Well, I mean,
we've had
been,
a lot of them.
We've had a lot of them. Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay,
let's talk about it.
Do you remember every one? If we're going to talk about it, we got to do it right.
Okay. I know three of them. I know it was J-Lo and Shakira.
Oh, we want to talk about that? Can we talk about...
J-Lo and Shakira. Yeah. I'm going to test my knowledge. J-Lo okay. and Shakira. The Weeknd was during COVID.
The Weeknd.
Usher was this year, and last year I'm missing
Rihanna.
Thank you. Okay, so there are four. Right. Boom. What do I get, bitch?
You did a good job. You didn't get Rihanna. So you
I didn't get Rihanna. Yeah, fair
you
enough.
Get, you know, you get a silver.
It would have dawned on me eventually, but fair enough. You're right. I didn't pull her out of the hat. Yeah.
I would have actually fucked up J-Lo and Shakira because I didn't know if it was 4 or 5 years ago. So yeah. I wasn't sure. Honestly, but
you know who was sure? I was sure because my Chiefs won the Super Bowl that year.
All right, let's see what happens, dude. If Taylor drops freaking Travis, I'm still a Chiefs fan, but it looks like
I am a Kelce fan. But
you
I
would take his side.
There's no side.
You would like both of them.
I'm not in the fucking middle here. I don't know them. I'm not an entity.
You might feel that way.
But I have become a fan of actually his whole family. I actually love Jason. Like at the games, just to get off topic a little bit, when everyone's bitching that they're showing her, I'm not bitching they're showing her. You know, fuck you. It's just ridiculous. The whole thing's ridiculous. But let me say this for a record. When I see Jason at a game, I get more excited than I see Taylor. I get more excited. I'm like, oh my God, Jason's there. So I'm... I don't know what you're talking about, taking sides. This isn't about fucking sides of anybody.
I don't know, dude. Some people get bitter on
stuff like that. But to answer your question...
Like, look at her fans with Jake.
But to answer your question, I'm not only a fan of Kelce. I'm gonna
murder that man.
I'm a fan of Mahomes. I'm a fan of Pacheco. Right. I'm a fan of Chris Jones. Like, I'm a fan. Okay. Andy Reid. I love Andy Reid. Like,
I do too, actually.
Yes,
you know,
I love
I'm not
him.
Gonna sit here and bullshit. Andy Reid.
And it's not just from watching games, it's from watching them on shows, interviews, the New Heights podcast. Shout out. I'm going to shout out. But it's from listening to them and their. You know, the way they talk, like, their whole experience, it's not, like, you're making it seem like something it's absolutely not. I am knowledgeable on the stuff and the reasons why. I'm not.
All right, fucking calm down there, dude. All right,
no, I'm not going to calm down because you're presenting it like I'm falling in line just because, and that's not the case. Now, let me tell you something. Did she open the doors to me finding out about them and becoming fans of them and watching stuff they're in and what I have sat and watched... quarterback with Mahomes in it probably not, but it's not based on that. It's now she introduced me and I liked the person just like anybody else I meet in life. You introduce me, then it's up to me on whether I like them.
Okay.
All right, I'm setting the fucking record straight, right. Bitch. Don't come at me
sideways. Andy Reid has actually worked with both of them, so like
he has worked with both
that's
of them.
What's yes. crazy about it is yes. that he left to go there.
And I probably know more of the story than you do.
All
okay.
right, good for you, dude.
All
I'm
right,
sure
so don't question my knowledge.
You're freaking sucking off the Kelce's, too. Don't. All right, so whatever.
Don't test the knowledge here, because I know you can't come at me sideways, because I know more than you do, because I have the knowledge.
All right.
All right, knowledge is power.
Job. Yeah, knowledge is power.
All right, so back to the fucking Super Bowl. Okay, yes, J-Lo and Shakira. Do we want to take it like that and just go through
the
last
four? Well, I was actually
going
to go. I bit my tongue because I wanted you to get off on your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so you were saying, I don't get mad that they keep showing Taylor. You know what? I'm going to tell you guys the truth. Neither do I. But fucking Ice Spice, can we talk about that? Who gives a fuck? She's there, like, dancing around. Dude, nobody gives
fans,
a shit.
She has fans,
nobody gives a shit.
I don't necessarily like her, but I take that back. I'm not necessarily a fan of her. I don't listen to her music. I don't know much about her, but it doesn't piss me. Who the fuck are you to sit there and get pissed that they're showing anybody on screen? Who? The only thing I could understand. The only thing I could
understand. She was annoying Taylor, by the way. She looked a little annoyed at one point because she was doing too much.
Now you're starting drama rumors. Listen, Taylor
just sock her. Right,
Taylor is the one who brought her in the suite with her, so she couldn't have been annoying her too much. She invited her into the suite.
All
anyway.
Right. All right, breakdown time. Or you want to talk about something else? You got a point?
Yes, my point is for anybody to be like, oh, it showed this one or that one. The only reason they have any fucking if they did it instead of showing a replay or in the middle of a play or yes, okay, abso-fucking-lutely, I'd be livid too. You know, a football fan has every fucking reason, but if they're just doing it quickly in between commercial break or before, who fucking cares? Don't look at the fucking TV. Close your eyes, dude. If it's that, like, it's just infuriating.
I mean, the football fans will say that, but at the end of the day, like, who really has more fans? The Chiefs or Taylor Swift?
I mean...
I would say Taylor Swift.
Probably, but the fucking football...
Not football as a whole.
You're right.
No,
yeah,
football
okay.
as a whole is definitely bigger than
And
that.
Let me tell you something, too. If we're going to talk about it, we're going to talk about it. You want to talk about football as a whole since you brought it up. The NFL is the one who was fucking cashing in on her, and I'll call that out right now, and I won't back down from that. The first game she went to, they changed their... I guess X is what it's called now. It's no longer Twitter. They changed it to NFL, and then in parentheses, Taylor's version. They were posting her picture.
Oh,
they
I
did.
Didn't even know that.
Yes, they fucking did. Look it up and fact check it. I promise you.
I mean, they're cashing in.
They're cashing in. So
that's what I would do.
So everyone's getting pissed at her, but you think she's just going to watch
I'm
her boyfriend.
I'm not mad at her.
No, I know. I'm just saying. No. She's just going to watch her boyfriend play. You think she needs the screen time?
No.
Let's ask that question.
No.
Not want it. Need it? No.
No. I don't.
No. They're doing it. So, bros, if you want to be mad about it, be mad at your own league. Be mad at the league that you watch football. Be mad at them. All right?
All right.
So, done with that shit.
So, what I'd like to do for these four shows, because that's how many we have missed since we've been here,
mm-hmm.
is break them down, talk about how we felt about them for a couple minutes, and then break them down maybe from like a 1 to 10. 10 being the best, 1 being the worst.
Okay.
All right? Because nobody's a zero here, all right? They got on stage and they fucking sang and danced.
Oh, none of those performers are a zero
at all. But I'm
going to
say, no matter how you feel, you know, there's no zeros here. All right? Everybody gets a fucking participation award, even if you didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I guess we'll start with the first one, and that would be J-Lo and Shakira.
Yes.
So how did you feel about that performance?
I loved it. I loved it.
What did you love about it?
I loved the first of all, I love them both as artists.
Okay.
I loved the dancing. I love the visual dance like that. I love it. Okay, so I love that. I loved...
I'm not gonna argue with you there.
I love the song. Most guys wouldn't. And girls. So I feel like... As a whole, the performance was great. I thought it was, as a matter of fact, recently, I'll tell you, I actually went back to watch it and, you know, J-Lo was the, you know, the headline, supposed to be the star. Shakira kind of got thrown in there. And some would say Shakira is probably, you know, the underdog. And on rewatch, I actually was more impressed with her. Like, she did fucking amazing on that show. They both did. Don't get me wrong. But I actually noticed I was a little bit more impressed with her. I thought she was amazing. So, yeah, I mean, the performance, they're great performers, both of them. They bring it. I don't know what else to really say. Why did you love? They sounded great. They looked great. They moved great. I mean, that's really what a performance is to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, I guess we'll do it after. I'll give my analysis. I mean, it's J-Lo and Shakira. Guys, I know that you're listening. Any fucking guy who said he didn't like that is because he doesn't want to fucking sleep on the couch. That was a great performance. Shakira obviously outperformed J-Lo because Shakira's that fucking bitch. All right? Has anybody watched her dance? Have you seen her videos? Have you seen her on stage? To be honest with you, I'm not big on either one of their music, but I fucking love their performance. I could have put the shit on mute and been good.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It was great. Mm-hmm. They're fucking gorgeous. They are talented. I'm not a big fan of their particular music.
Mm-hmm.
Never really downloaded a J-Lo song. Never downloaded a Shakira song. But I damn sure like watching Shakira perform. All right? I ain't going to fucking lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give that one. I'm going to give that a 7-4. I'm going to go 7-4.
So are we doing 10 of all time or how I would just...
All time? No, they're not even...
Okay.
No. A score.
Just a score.
No. This isn't 1 through 4.
Okay.
I'm going to give them a 7-4.
Okay, one more question. Am I doing 1 to 10 just for the last 4 performances or...
No,
they're
their
all
performance.
Okay, they're
judged.
All... Okay, all right. I'm going high. I they had everything that I love to watch during a performance. If I went to a concert, that's exactly what I would want to see and know that I got every fucking penny of my money's worth. I'd say 10.
That, 10? Come on. Yes. What the fuck? Come on.
Yes.
You're fucking soft.
That's my shit.
A 10.
That's what
that's
I love.
That's a perfect performance.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, I would give them a 10. Absolutely. With both artists up there, both talent.
I should have did this on another freaking panel or something.
I would leave that concert completely. No, I would give it a 10.
10?
Yes.
God damn, I mean, my penis might have not even gave it a 10. It might have been a 9.7.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that's close enough.
It was a 9. Listen. Vinny number 2 says 9.7, but the real performance and all that, 7.4.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. I mean,
that's your, why are you even doing the 4? Can we not? Can we at least go to the half? I mean, what
seven
are
and
you?
A half.
All right.
You happy?
Yes,
I'll
I am.
I'll bump it up 0.1.
All right. I'm happy.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Second one. Okay. We got the weekend.
Okay.
We got the weekend coming. Listen, I'm going to just kick it off right now. Huge fan of the weekend. Out of all these performances, he is somebody who is actively listening. I am listening to him a lot. I have a station on my Pandora. I have tons of his song downloaded. If you go through my YouTube history, he's Abel's popping up. Abel's popping up because I love him. He's a great artist. Okay? But performance-wise now, I gotta tell you something. This was a letdown. It was a letdown as a fan of the weekend because I was expecting greatness. As much as visually Shakira and J-Lo delivered to me as a man, I thought I was going to like this much more. I did not. I thought it was flat. I thought the song selection for what he actually performed was bad. And I just wasn't a big fan of it. I didn't like the backstage shit. Yeah, I know, COVID-19. That's all right, get on, perform. Do you think fucking Bruno Mars would have got up there and did some bullshit because COVID-19? You think Chris Brown would have did that? Do you think J-Lo and Shakira would have done that? No, they would have said, or that made it at least look better. He was staring into the camera like a fucking dentist with ether for half the time. So, you know, I wasn't a big fan of this. I'll give you my rating, though, when you're done breaking this down. But I'm very disappointing. Because I am a big weekend fan.
I am too. And so almost everything you said, I agree with. I love his songs. I don't agree with the fact that you said you were disappointed in his song selection because I thought he hit all his major radio hits. Forget the Pandora playlist you have, and maybe you know some that aren't. Every radio hit, no. He did. Yes, he fucking did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Do you want me to go?
We're
going to
rewatch it.
He didn't know? I mean, do we want
to
get into
that? We'll rewatch it, and then if we need to revisit, we will. I felt like he did every hit. There was not a song he didn't do that I didn't know.
Okay.
So, however, I do. So here's this. I had never seen The Weeknd's performance, and a couple weeks ago, we were sitting here, and Kaylee, you know, we're like, let's go look at past performances, and she showed me The Weeknd, and I said, as soon as it ended, I said, that fucking sucked.
Oh my God.
Yes. Wow. And she said to me, okay, before you go any further, just remember, The Weeknd to me is like Taylor Swift to you. So she was telling me proceed with caution, right? That's what she was telling me.
If Taylor shit the bed, though, would you keep it real?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Yes, I would. And okay. I have on certain things. Yeah, yeah. And then Travis was here, and Travis said, it wouldn't, and then they said, what sucked about it? And I said the same thing as you. He's backstage. He's like, who the fuck was he performing for? He's performing for a camera. He's not even, and Travis said, would it make any difference at all? Because this is the part I didn't know. Would it make any difference at all if I told you there were no football fans in the field and it was during COVID? So basically he was performing for the camera and not for people. And I said, yes. That would make a difference to me. But I do also agree to you that he was all in the camera and he could have probably did more being that the world was his oyster. He didn't have to worry about that. He could have done more visually. But I'll tell you this, because now I'm going to just go ahead and rate it. You know, I'll tell you that his performance for me on first look probably went from a 2 initially to 4, after I found out COVID. So it did bring it up a little. Did it make it that much better for me? No, because I do feel like you said it could have been better, but I love him and he sounded great for what it's worth. I mean, and you know, but I thought the performance, here's the thing, bottom line, when you go to a Super Bowl, you fucking bring it. You better fucking bring it. It's the fucking Super Bowl. Did I think he put on a Super Bowl performance? Absolutely fucking not. No.
All right. No.
But for COVID, I'm giving him the extra points.
I know.
Because
I know.
It's a situational thing.
You're giving
thing.
Amateur hour scores, too.
No, it's a situational thing.
I'm retracting and going back to 7-4, dudes. I'm going down to the point, dude. All right, here, humor us. Do we get meticulous? Right down to the point.
Some of us do.
Right down to the point.
Fine.
You're not, dude. You're 2-4-10. 10 is such an amateur.
That's what I said. Some of us
there's
do.
No way.
I'm not.
Oh, all right.
I'm not.
Oh, I thought you were talking
are.
About you. All right.
You're the
all
one
right.
being fucking ridiculous
all right.
with
I thought
the point.
You're coming at me.
The point ones and fours
I'm going
and
doing points. And all I'm right. going to do points on him. And believe it or not, it's higher than yours. I think that's a 4-7.
Okay.
I'm going to give him a 4-7.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to bash you too hard, Abel.
Don't try to kiss Kaylee's ass behind my back.
I'm not kidding. No, I'm fucking, if anything, I'm kissing his ass. I probably, honestly, dude, I'm trying to wonder if my score is skewed a little bit. I don't know if it should be like a 4-2 or a 4. I'm going to go, it's under 5.
Well, okay.
It's under 5. That's okay. For sure.
Yeah.
High 4.
Yeah. And I thought, because I'm not doing halvesies like you, like a little fucking kid.
And I don't think anybody's ever had a 10.
And I was going to go 5, but I was like, no, I can't give it to him. And that's why I went 4. Yeah.
All right.
So, okay.
All right. So next.
Is Rihanna.
Look, now, see, you know, we just went from J-Lo to Shakira. Now we're talking about Jesus. I mean, you know, all my favorite artists, female, just looks wise. You know what I mean? I fucking love Rihanna to death. Love her to death.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to just throw that in before. I'm going to let you start this one, but I just want to let it know. You know, if it doesn't work out, I know you got kids now. I know you're married, but if it doesn't work out, you know, freaking send an email into the podcast.
Okay. Wake up, then. You're on the podcast. Wake up, please. Oh, you're awake now? Okay, great. So Rihanna, I thought, okay, first of all, I love Rihanna too. I love her music. Again, she came with her hits. Did I expect more hits? Yes, I was surprised she didn't do some of the songs I was hoping she'd do, but whatever. That's a personal thing. That's neither here nor there.
Well, can I get you off? Hold
yes.
on. So Weeknd did all his hits, but she didn't. She covered way more ground than he did, but we'll get
she
back
did more
that.
Songs than he did, period.
She has a bigger, also, arsenal.
Yeah, okay,
but go on. You know, I don't want to cut you off too much. Sorry.
Cut me off like you did? Okay. so back to my train of thought is, so yeah, I thought she did great. She sounded great. Again, for a Super Bowl performance. So I will say this. I'm glad she brought in her dancers because for me, that's what I like. Going back to the J-Lo and Shakira thing, you bring the show. That's what I'm all about.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that she brought the dancers because for obvious reasons, her pregnancy, she was limited to what she could do.
She had a plus one.
She had a plus one. Yeah, so she was limited to what she was going to do. So I'm going to let that go. Did I think she gave it her all? No. But it was for a reason, so I have to be able to let that slide. Overall, I thought her performance was, you know, it was great. Did I think it was better than J-Lo and Shakira? Obviously not. Was it better than The Weeknd? Yeah, it was. For her, oh, man, I might get daggers from Vin, too, but I'd probably give her as an over... Well, I'm going to take the dancers into consideration. I don't know, 6.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you thought you were going to get daggers from
yeah,
her.
I'm doing all the right. halvesies there.
Well, you know, no, I'm not going to dagger you anymore. Dude. Obviously, you know, we'll work on scoring systems another time. We didn't go through this. This was freestyle. We didn't come in with this agenda on the podcast. So, you know, it came up and we're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna, I love you. I do. You're phenomenal. You're talented. You have tons of number one hits. She's damn near almost up there with Taylor Swift as far as popularity. Huge artist. Super successful and has been doing it for a very, very long time. That's why I was semi-disappointed. I thought this might be one of the best in my lifetime, honestly. Like,
mm-hmm.
Rihanna's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it fell flat for me. Mm-hmm. It fell flat. So yeah, you thought you were going to get daggers for me when you scored it a 6.5. I'm going lower.
Okay.
I'm going to give that a 5.9.
Okay.
I'm giving it a 5.9. I'm not even going to give it the 6 because I was disappointed.
Mm.
Did I enjoy seeing her? Yes.
Yeah.
And I got to see my child on stage. It was great.
Oh, my gosh. But that's it. You're so fucking warped.
But that's it. I mean,
and you don't need a shrink. And you don't need a shrink. Come the fuck on.
All right. I don't got the child support. Yet.
All right. So, okay. So, I guess we'll move on to Usher then.
Usher. Oh, yeah. Boy. Here we go.
I mean, well, yeah, I mean, you
know,
turn.
But I also talked, you know, how the guys got a treat. J-Lo and Shakira. Fucking hot as hell, sexy, dancing, doing their thing. Rihanna, maybe not the best performance, but still, I could put it on mute and be fucking perfectly content. Because it's fucking Rihanna. Who doesn't like Rihanna? Well, now the ladies got a little treat. We got fucking Mr. fucking Steal Your Girl himself on stage, dancing, dude. He's fucking gliding around like Blades of Glory. He's fucking sweating. He's doing his chest thing. He's doing his crotch shit. And I like Usher.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Usher. As far as catalog, covered a lot. Covered a lot of ground.
Yep.
You know, he brought on people, which I'm trying to think. I could be wrong. I don't think anybody else brought anybody else on like that, right?
I just watched The Weeknd did not. Rihanna did not. I'm trying to think if J-Lo and Shakira did. Oh, God.
You know, I just remember
I know J-Lo's
something.
Daughter came on at the end, but I'm trying. I want to say some guy came out, but I don't.
Are we sure these are the last four?
That it was Pitbull. I think Pitbull came out briefly during their performance.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I think and so. And he already has a history of dancing with her, dude. He pops a fucking bone every time he's on stage with her.
Well, I don't know.
He's been caught on camera,
that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He gets, I mean, and I would too. All right?
Yeah, I would too.
The Dre one wasn't in these last 4 years? I thought that might have been involved. Do we have our facts straight? Because we'll look freaking idiotic if we don't.
We probably fucking don't. It's Hubert's shit show. All right, I'm going to Google it. You keep talking.
No, I'm going to keep going on Mr. Steel Girl, dude. He's sweaty. He's fucking oiled up. He's ready to fucking go and fuck somebody's wife. And apparently he targeted Swiss.
Oh,
all right,
God.
Dude? Usher, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. Every time somebody comes on your stage, you just can't help yourself. Mm-hmm. It's like a fucking bone in front of a rabid dog, dude. You just can't do nothing but get your fucking fill in and get a taste.
Right.
And what did you do? You did a little too much with her, I think.
Okay.
He said he didn't mind. Swiss Beat said, I don't mind. So should I be as angry as I am about it?
No.
Probably not.
Absolutely.
No, I'm answering my own question. All right? What's the fucking asking? Maybe not. Maybe not, but I feel, Usher, that a lot of these guys are giving you the green light. Yeah, right? We got it wrong. All right, nice. Yeah, I fucking nailed it, 75%. But anyway, we'll go back. It's fine. We got more content. We're going to review the last five. One wasn't COVID.
No, though.
But that's okay.
For me, it's how I was like, I know who it was because it was my fucking
And we went with I told you it wasn't planned. Hey, guys, now
so
you
confident.
Know. Now you know it wasn't planned because if it was, this one. That's okay, though. We got more. We'll do that one. We will do that one.
Okay.
So, you know. Like I said, dude, gliding around, you know, he's doing his little fucking bebop. I just think, Usher, you gotta chill out, dude. Every time you're on stage, you just can't help groping. It's coming off fucking creepy to me at this point. You know, you're a little creepy. You're doing too much. You're a degenerate cheater. You lost fucking all the relationships you had because of it. And now you're groping another man's wife. I liked your performance, but for the fact that you were groping a fucking married woman and acting like fucking it's not a big deal, I'm going to knock your score down. I'm going to knock you down to a 6-4.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you're fucking ridiculous. I'm just going to start with that because that's none of your fuck. I mean, dude, at the end of the day, who the fuck do you think you are, too, going back to these people complaining about people that are on TV? Get the fuck out of here.
He's doing too much.
You're absolutely ridiculous.
Have a little respect. That's all. Have a little respect, Usher. Respect it.
Okay, you puss. I don't know where to go with that. I thought Usher was amazing. I think he is... Okay, you want to talk about a performance, again, that brings the whole fucking package. This music, the dancing, you know, the... Every... And when I say, like, you know, the... I was going to say eye candy, but that's a total different definition.
Yeah,
but
of course,
the package. Well, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say the whole package. Who brings the entertainment, the dancing, you don't know what's coming. There's some surprise moves, obviously.
His problem is his package, and he needs to stop thinking with it.
Okay, well, that's not the package I'm talking about. As far as an entertainer overall, he is a package and an entertainer. He brings it. Every time I've ever seen Usher, he does nothing but bring it. Did I know he was going to be amazing? Absolutely. Did he disappoint? No, he did not disappoint. I feel like he brought everything he could when it came to entertainment, and he did it so well. He did it so, so well. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And so, did you rate? Oh, yeah, you did. You gave it a low score because fucking ridiculous.
It was higher than Weeknd and Rihanna.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Okay, well, again, the fact that I feel like he brought everything, Lil Jon and Luda that took it over the edge for me.
Really good.
That was fucking amazing. That was amazing. And the whole time I'm like, I hope they come on. And they did.
Let's go to seven. I'm changing mine.
No, fuck you. That part was done.
That part was good.
Okay.
Seven.
All right. So I'm actually going to go, I can't double up on the 10. I'm going 9.
Jesus.
He's the pack. That is the entertainment. Listen, I'm judging it on entertainment value. When I watch something he performed just like they did. Every visual I want to see in a performance, he had it. Just like Shakira and J-Lo did. Yes, absolutely. Rihanna lacking. Weeknd lacking. And the one that we missed, lacking. But we'll get to that later.
I mean. Was it though? I mean, we're going to get into that now. All right, so.
Well, we're
the one that wasn't, was in the COVID era, actually, was okay. Dr. Dre.
Yes.
The legendary Dr. Dre.
Yes.
And it was to showcase his career. So now we're talking about a whole different kind of show.
Yes.
There's not really a main artist. It's about a legacy. And they wanted to show that on camera. So right off the rip, production-wise, idea-wise, maybe one of the best of all time. Because nobody's done that ever.
Okay.
As far as I know, nobody's ever done that. It's always this person's dancing, this person's doing that. So they start off with Dre. Dre kills it. Snoop Dogg kills it. They're on top of the dome. They're performing. Mm-hmm. They're dancing around. Snoop's all fucking cripped out in his blue, throwing his gang signs, going on. And then the camera cuts, and it goes to 50 Cent.
Okay.
And it does in the club. And he completely shits the bed.
Mm-hmm.
They pan over to Eminem. I love Eminem. Mm-hmm. Eminem, Mets and Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Mets and Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Lamar had the coolest performance of the show with all the people dancing synchronized with the masks. That was good. I'm just pretty much going to cut to the chase here, and I'm going to give that a 7-3.
Oh, wow.
A 7-3.
Okay, well, what I have to say about that is, like you with Rihanna, I was expecting a lot more. I was disappointed. I am a fan of them. I was so excited, when all of them busted out, because I am a fan of all of their music. I was absolutely expecting more, and I felt it was very subpar. I'm not going to lie to you. So I guess I would rate it. Oh, God. You gave it a 7. I'm going 6.
All right.
I'm going 6.
That's
yeah.
Six.
I'm going 6. I was actually very disappointed.
What was your favorite part
but
of it?
I have to tell you, I do have to tell you that, more people than not actually love that performance. From talking, because I ask everybody, what'd you think? Yeah, they loved it. They thought it was great. When they heard I wasn't, very, impressed with it, they're like, oh my God. Yeah. You know what I mean? So more people. A lot of star power.
Kendrick Lamar.
And that's what I'm saying. As artists, I love them all.
Yeah.
Did I think they brought it a performance-wise, a Super Bowl?
Did you really love them all? Do you love them all, though, really? Really?
Because
I'll call you out.
All right, who are you calling me out on?
Did you love them all?
Who are you calling me out on? Which one
Kendrick
specifically?
Kendrick Lamar. Name a song.
He's the only all one. Right. Okay, that's what I was just going to say. He's the only right. one that I do not listen to
yeah.
on a regular basis. Kaylee will, and I'll say, oh, who's this? And then shit, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, but will I go listen to him by myself? No.
I knew you didn't.
No.
That's
yeah.
why. I
Mary
was going to say
Mary J.
Blige,
Dre, Eminem,
oh,
50
my God,
Cent.
Mary.
Yeah, all of them.
Sorry,
I'm
Mary.
Fans.
How could I forget about
yeah,
she
so
was
fuck
the best.
You. I just got you in your own game,
she
bitch.
Was the, honestly... Shout out, she was the best out of all of them.
Yeah.
Because she still got that shit.
Yeah.
And she's the oldest, I believe.
Impressive. Yeah.
So, I mean, there you go. That's the COVID brain down. We reviewed every halftime show and plus one after COVID. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we got
yeah.
all that in.
Actually, plus one before COVID.
Before, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
before
what I'm
COVID.
At.
Pre-COVID.
You know,
yeah.
we got the Swiftie obsession out. We got the yeah. Walmart. We got my anger issues. And we got the snap at the shrink.
I think I'm going to name this Vinny the Shrink.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
because
well, maybe.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. That was on the fly there. So I don't know what this could be called. But I'm thinking it's a good name. Because for someone who doesn't need it, you seem well, to have some.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Anger management.
Maybe.
Like
I
Jack
mean,
Nicholson did. There's no shame in
maybe,
the game.
Maybe.
I mean, or Adam Sandler, I guess, technically did.
Anger issues.
Right.
Anger management.
Yeah, anger management.
Which we won't
That's what
be
I said.
Going to.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Well, I did have more to say, but Vin decided he wanted to just keep talking. So I guess we're going to save that for next time. But I'm super excited about next week's episode because next week we're going to, like we said, had two guests. And we're not going to tell you who. We're not going to tell you why. We're not going to tell you anything. But please tune in to find out why because I hopefully you won't be disappointed. I mean, maybe you will. Maybe you don't give a shit. I don't know. But I'm hoping that you won't be. But I'm really excited about next week's episode and our guests.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I already love it. I'm just putting that out there. Before it even happens, I love it.
All right.
All right. As always, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and our website, www.humorouspodcast.com. This is Mel.
And Vin.
And we'll talk to you later.
I'm going to see a shrink.
Bye-bye.